Hello, you're very welcome on another open country audio walk with me, Tom. To be honest, I'm already starting to feel a little bit jealous of you because I'm imagining you listening to this audio walk tucked up in your cosy home or in the car where you're nice and warm and dry. And here I am out and about in the great Yorkshire countryside once again in the pouring rain. I'm just hunkering down underneath a silver birch tree, looking through the canopy of leaves to the valley beyond, where it's obscured by torrential torrents of those familiar little raindrops that seem to follow me around, especially when I'm on an audio walk recording day. Now, I'm already starting to think that this audio walk should come with some kind of a disclaimer, because as you may already be able to hear in the background, I think we're going to be encountering the sound of lots of running water today, so it may be handy to have a toilet on hand just in case. I know I'll probably be nipping into the bushes a few times. I've probably given away too much information there already. So I suppose, without further ado, I ought to just give you a bit of background about where we're walking today. It's a little hidden corner of Yorkshire, or well, at least it's hidden to me, because I've never been here before. I just found it on a map, saw that there was trees there, so I was thinking, that's good, that'll keep me nice and dry, or at least as dry as I can possibly manage. And I just headed out here and having an explore round. It's just outside the town of Keighley in West Yorkshire, on the edge of the Aire Valley. I've just driven through the little town of Riddlesden, where there's the National Trust's East Riddlesden Hall. And I've found this lovely, as I say, pocket of woodland called Low Wood Nature Reserve. It's owned and managed by the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust. And it's beautiful. I presume it's ancient woodland, with these little streams cutting through it down towards the River Aire and the Leeds-Liverpool Canal in the valley below. But looking up now, that green canopy protecting me from those little raindrops pitter-pattering down is beautiful. So let's hope we experience more of this as we wander around. As I say, usually on these audio walks, I've been to the locations and walked round them before, so I can give you a bit of background knowledge. But today, I'm pretty much in the know as you are, so it's going to be exciting to come across new discoveries today. I'm already feeling galvanised, so let's get walking around to see what we can find. We've started off by walking up what is quite a steep culvert next to this stream, in and amongst these towering sycamore trees with the beautiful green canopy that's providing a lovely natural umbrella to the weather conditions that surround me. And as we've got, I'm not at the top yet by a long way, but almost halfway up, there's this huge stone wall built structure. I presume it must have been part of the mill industry, which is what this area was built around, really. To the right of me, there's like a little bridge with holes underneath, where I presume there was once a sluice gate to dam up this stream from flowing down. And behind me, there's this little area of not wasteland, but sort of natural wasteland, let's call it, which could have been at one time a bit of a mill pond. But this structure is absolutely huge, and the Yorkshire stone blocks that make it up, I would say, are at least 2 feet square, so quite hefty structure. And it is probably, I don't want to fall over the edge, but I would say at least 10 metres tall. At the other end, there's like a gateway that's been bricked up. Well, I say bricked up, more stoned up. And the way that the moss and lichen is clinging to the stones, it looks like it's been done for some time. So this structure does have a bit of age to it. It's amazing. We're only just a few minutes into the audio walk and we've also already found some interesting stuff. I have a feeling that this place has more to give. It was quite a steep step down off that walled structure, but I've made it now up through an open area which is made up of grassland, and they have started planting it up with a few new tree saplings. I can see crowds of little tree guards dotted across the hillside. And just to do this little bit of recording, I've come back under the shelter of some oak trees this time. We've moved from sycamore to oak. And I've just got this lovely natural window through onto the valley below. You may be able to hear the hum of the Airedale Road at the bottom of that valley, that I can see cars and coaches zipping along. And then beyond that, there's the railway line that's running between Keighley and Skipton that I've just seen a train go past just before I started this recording. And then just in the haze of the raindrops falling down at the other side of the valley, there's the little village of Utley, which is virtually part of Keighley. But I'm sure it's just that Keighley has grown up over the years and engulfed it as a little bit of a suburb. I'm beginning to wonder why I wore my shorts today. I did actually put my over trousers in the car, but as I was getting out, I thought, oh, I'll be under trees, I'll be fine. But as I'm walking along, the grass and the bracken that's lining the side of the path is drooping over in its sodden nature and just wetting my legs quite considerably. So I've just taken a break as I walk along the ridge path at the top of this area of open grassland with the new tree saplings, just to see if I can dry off a bit, although I'm now getting wet from above, so it's not really a win-win situation, more of a lose-lose situation. I did say I wouldn't drone on about the weather, didn't I? But I suppose it's a residing factor that we can't really get away from today. Since I last spoke to you, where I was looking across at the village of Utley, I've moved a little bit further along and now views of Keighley town centre's opened up. I can see the green of the cricket field next door to the green roofs of the stands at Cougar Park, home to Keighley's rugby league team, the Keighley Cougars. Heading on up the valley towards Oxenhope, there's a few little, I was going to call them skyscrapers, but they're not really skyscrapers, they're just tower blocks. They don't really scrape the sky, although on a day-to-day when we've got low cloud, they probably would be classed as skyscrapers. It's a lovely landscape around here. The verdant green hills are washed with trees, just slope down quite steeply into the valley where, as I say, it's quite built up. There's also two green-capped minarets of a mosque down there as well. Keighley is quite a multicultural town. Anyway, I don't want to damage my recording equipment, so I'm going to venture once more, wish me luck, into this pile of bracken, which is about a foot taller than I am, so it's quite tall, and it looks like I'm going to get a little bit more damp before I can dry off once again. Once more into the breach. Oh, that's horrible. Now this is more like it. I may have just gone through a bit of torture walking along that path that I thought would never end, just lined with bracken, brambles, nettles and grass, all weighed down by the weight of the water lashing down from the sky. I did actually walk through quite an interesting field as well, that if it wasn't for the rain cascading onto my flat cap and my recording equipment, I probably would have done a little recording there as well. But I suppose I can get you caught up on it now as I've ventured back under the cover of the trees. We're now under beech trees. We've gone from sycamore to oak to beech now. Anyway, this field that I walked through was quite intriguing because there were these little oak trees dotted around, but also lots of stone just coming out from the grass in the field. There were some cows, calves and bullocks in the field as well. It certainly wouldn't have been a field for growing anything to eat because you wouldn't have been able to cut it around all the rocky outcrops. But I suppose that sort of landscape is synonymous with this area, really. A bit further up the hill is a little area known as River Kedge, which is a line of stones that eventually leads round to the Doubler Stones overlooking Silsden a bit further round. And as I look around in the woodland surrounding me now, there's still those rocky outcrops. Then, as I came over the wall and heaved a sigh of relief as I saw that the paths were much clearer as we headed into the woodland, I saw a little deer running off into the trees. I think that's the first deer I've actually seen as I've been recording one of these audio walks since the first episode that I recorded. So that's a lovely little sight. And now, I have to admit, I am in absolute heaven, because as I just saw the deer tailing off into the trees, I saw the remains, the yellow remains, of a beautiful decaying digger with tractor tracks. It looks like it's been here for some time. There's some bracken growing out of it, and it's rusted down, and there's lichen and moss growing on it as well. But I have to say, the smell of it is absolutely divine. It's one of the nicest smells I've smelt in a long time. So bear with me as I savour this moment before I reluctantly move on into the dampness once again. The path down through the trees and the woodland area has brought us down towards the Leeds-Liverpool Canal at the very bottom of the Aire Valley. You may once again be able to hear that Aire Valley Road in the background in amongst the spots of rain that keep pattering on my coat and hood, and the running of a stream in the background that's burgeoning with the water that's been falling on the hills above. I can just about make out the Leeds-Liverpool Canal and the towpath running alongside it. Oop, there goes another train. Just through the trees to the left of me. So I'm going to venture down there and have a wander along the water's edge and see if there's any more wildlife to add to our tally of a deer. As we're following the path along the canal side, it's actually just a bit above the canal. We're not on the towpath, which I sort of diverted from because it looked heavily puddled. But we're actually walking through the heart of Low Wood Nature Reserve, which is at the opposite side of the canal to the towpath. And it's a beautiful area of woodland with lots of variety of trees. I'm surrounded by oaks at the moment, but again, I've seen sycamores. There's an ash tree just further back along the path. Lots of holly trees growing in and amongst as well. So plenty of places for the wildlife to call its home. In a lot of the trees that I'm surrounded by at the moment as well, there are bird boxes and bat boxes. I'm sure on a early spring day when the wildlife is a lot more active than it is today, which is very damp, as I keep saying, I'm sure it's absolutely alive. on the sign at the entry to the wood as well, there was a photograph of a badger. So it'd be really good if we could see a badger, wouldn't it? But I think the chances of that are pretty slim. Anyway, it also said on the map that there's a hide at the end of this path, which is what I'm aiming for now, to see if we can witness any more wildlife sightings. Although, if the wildlife had any sense, unlike me, it'd be hunkering down and finding a bit of shelter, as I think the rain is starting to get ever so slightly heavier. You're not going to believe this. I've just seen another deer. I don't think it was the same one as before, as we're a lot lower down than the last one. And once again, it was running upwards through the wood. Maybe part of the same family. But that's amazing to see two deer in the space of one audio walk. We really are privileged. Anyway, we've made it to what I thought was a hide on the map. Just shows that you should read a map when you see it rather than just looking at the symbols, that like I did. It's actually a little wooden bench area, which is very nice because it's got a cover on it. So I'm just taking a moment, looking out over the wood and managing to stay dry underneath this wooded canopy, which is actually a man-made wooded canopy this time. Despite the rain, it's absolutely wonderful just to sit here and breathe it all in, take in the surroundings, the woody damp smell of the trees and the woodland, the sort of creosote style wood treatment smell of this little arbour where I'm sitting at the moment. And I keep scanning the horizon to see if I can see yet another deer. It just goes to show that the weather may curtail plans sometimes, but if you do just venture out in it and say, oh, what the heck, I'm just going to go out and explore, then you won't be disappointed. In fact, I think the weather's added to this audio walk today. It's added atmosphere. It has added wet legs, I must admit. But other than that, I think it's been extremely positive. So I'm just going to sit here a little while longer and continue to contemplate my surroundings before once again putting my hood back up and venturing back along the path through the wood, back to the dryness of my car. I do hope you've enjoyed this audio walk whilst in the warm dryness of your own home or wherever it is that you choose to listen to these audio walks. Whilst I've been venturing out here in the pouring rain. Although I do complain, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. It has been an absolutely wonderful experience. It goes to show, no matter how much you think you know something, there's always new things to discover about it. I always think I know my home county of Yorkshire like the back of my hand, but as I say, I've never been to this place before, and it's definitely on my list to return to, both for the wildlife and, on a very personal note, for that lovely decaying digger as well. As I said, I don't think the weather has spoiled it at all. It's added to the atmosphere, it's added to the enjoyment, and to see those two roe deer skipping about in the woodland has really lifted me on an otherwise grey day. So again, thank you very much for lending me your ears for this audio walk today. Until the next one, goodbye.